All right, well, it's time to go way, way, way outside with Captain Josh Olive and Fish and Frank here to talk about, you know, whatever comes to mind, including all the weird and wacky and wild and woolly and wonderful things that happen in our home state of Florida.
Well, we have, we've got this pandemic going on right now, and, you know, everybody's, you know, keep 6 feet away from me, and, you know, they don't want to get sick. And my heart really goes out to this guy and his family because he's a truck driver going down the highway, changes lanes, something bad happens, he gets in a truck accident, and he's hauling hot asphalt and it pours into the truck. And this is a horrific thing. This is really bad, and I mean, you got to feel really bad for his family. But I think it kind of goes along with, you know, if you're worried about a virus looking at you, look around.
Right.
There might be other things pointed at you that could, you know, there could be a naked guy standing in his driveway throwing rocks.
There could be. And that happened a couple of weeks ago up in Port St. John, where a Florida man was arrested for standing nude in his driveway and chucking rocks at passing cars.
Now, why?
34-year-old okay, Doi Khan. The guy's name is Doi. Okay, D-U-Y, Doi. So.
Sound kind of apropos there. This was almost a self-fulfilling prophecy.
When asked why he was throwing rocks at the passing cars, he said that he did not like the cars passing so close to his property.
And I got to tell you, now, if you were one of those passing cars, he threw a rock, it goes through your window, you end up in an accident. You know, you don't need coronavirus to get you.
No, there's a lot of things that can get you out there.
There's so many things.
And the thing is, if you're so freaked out about the one thing that you're not paying attention to the other things, that's when the other things sneak in there and grab you.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can honestly tell you, folks, I ended up for the last 3 days with diarrhea and a toilet paper shortage.
Moderately too much information there, Frank.
Yeah, but
moderately,
I mean, it's
too much.
Really, I got to tell you, this is not a good thing.
Is there a corn cob shortage?
No, but there is at the house. There is at the house. I can honestly tell you, I'm down to two rolls now. I'm starting to get nervous, you know.
Do you need me to get you a big roll of the newsprint from the paper? It's not even printed on yet. It's just clean newsprint paper.
Yeah, I'm going to see what I can do about that.
It'll work in a pinch.
That's what it'll do. Ow! All right. What does it have to do with outside? I don't know.
Nothing, except that it reminds me of an outside story.
What's that?
This is something that happened, it's probably 5 years ago now. A cousin of mine was out fossil hunting with some of the kids in the Peace River, and they got the same straight-ahead itis of being scared of something that caused these problems, where, you know, if you're freaked out by the one thing, you're not paying attention to the other thing. Well, they saw a couple of water snakes, okay? And they're not good with snake identifications like I am. They didn't realize that the water snakes they were looking at were harmless green water snakes. Not going to hurt you at all. They'll bite you if you pick them up, but real simple solution, don't pick it up.
Right. So, you know, if you don't want the snake to hurt you, leave it alone.
So they're freaked out by the snakes, and they're trying to go out of their way to avoid these snakes. So to go out of the way to avoid the snakes, they wade into much deeper water than they really should have been wading into. And what happens? One of the kids gets grabbed by an alligator.
So they're walking along the shore looking for fossils
in the Peace River.
They
see the snakes on the bank, get freaked out by the snakes, and wade way out away from them into deeper water. So they're walking now a little bit deeper than waist deep, and one of the kids gets grabbed by an alligator, got him on the foot.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a 1 in 14 million shot?
Yes, it is. And it would have been a 0% chance if they had just said, oh, look, green water snakes, let's walk around them, you know, 3 feet around them, instead of we're going to walk out to the middle of the river.
Right. So they're on the middle of the river. Gator grabs his foot.
Uh-huh.
And
pulls him under briefly, and he pops right back up, and then they see the gator swim away. It's not a big gator. It's maybe a 5 to 6 foot alligator.
Right.
So just big enough that if you step on him, he's going to react poorly.
Poorly. You know, I tell people that about stingrays. You're going along, slide your feet when you're wading in salt water in the shallows. Because here's a stingray laying down there all calm, peaceful, looking for maybe some food or just to sleep a little bit. And then you got somebody comes along that's 180 pounds, put a foot in the middle of his back. You really think he's not going to sting you? I mean...
Right. Let's picture ourselves, okay? You're at the beach. You're laying out. You're getting a little sun. And suddenly somebody comes along and steps right on your belly. What are you going to do?
Well... At my age, after I recover, maybe, you know, now if I was in my 20s, I would have jumped up and beat the hell out of him.
Well, sure, you're going to do something. You're going to react in some way, shape, or form. And that's just with something that
and
weighs
then I
gotta
about always
what
think
you
about,
do.
You know, I got like $6,000 worth of dental work. I'm not getting in a
not
fight.
Bite him.
Yeah. You really got to, you know, think about, okay, I'm going to do this. It cost me $6,000 to get these teeth fixed.
Right. Well, so here's the thing, though. There's a lot of things that are truly really dangerous out there, and a lot of things that truly really aren't, that the danger gets overblown for. You know, take for example sharks. A lot of people spend a lot of time worrying about sharks. You know, I mean, we saw the movies, right? We saw how people get eaten all the time by sharks, and people freak out about swimming in the ocean because there are sharks out there. Frank, did you know there are sharks in the ocean?
And if you're a woman and you don't want to get attacked by a shark and you want to, or let's say you want to reduce it to its lowest possible percentage of getting bit by a shark, just hang out next to your boyfriend or your girlfriend's boyfriend. Just hang out next to a guy. Sharks will bite men 99% more often than women.
But neither of you is really in much danger of getting bitten by a shark at
all.
Well, truly.
A shark bite is like 1 in 12 million, 1 in 14 million people who go in the water.
Now, here's what's dangerous. Driving to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
To swim in the ocean. That is really, truly dangerous. That's where people die, is in car crashes because they were making that trip. Not because the sharks bite them when they get there.
I can honestly tell you about the closest thing I've seen people doing, you know, where they could have died lately is when they yell at me that I'm not 6 feet away. I'm, and I look down, I know I'm 5.5.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's getting a bit weird. All you have to do is say, hey, bud, slide over a little bit, you know? And wow. I mean, you don't have to do it mean. Just say, you know, I'm really afraid. I don't want to get sick. You know, keep your distance, but and if somebody's 5.5 feet away, let's just call it 6.
It's getting easier to recognize the people who are really afraid, too, now that we're seeing a lot more people wearing masks. And I'm seeing people wearing masks driving down the road in their car by themselves.
Yeah, I don't
They're wearing
get it.
The mask. And I'm seeing people in the stores wearing the masks. And I'm also seeing people who can't get the masks. We had on the Radio Waterline show, somebody sent us in a question about, can I wear my buff if I can't get a mask? And we talked to Mike, who's a registered nurse, about that. And he's like, well, yeah, you can. It's better than nothing, but it's not going to do what a mask does.
Well, what you do with a buff, if you want to, and most of the reason you're wearing a mask is to protect others.
Right.
It's not protecting you much at all. But it does protect other people. And if you want to do something to actually protect yourself with a buff, if you could find a roll of paper towels, you can simply put a piece of paper towel inside of the buff, and that will act as a pseudo mask, and it's really more effective than you would think.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a filter.
Yeah, the filter on most of the masks people are wearing are just dust filters anyway. And a paper towel filter, about like a regular dust filter mask would do. It's not like a medical grade thing. But people are buying the buffs. So they say, you know, mostly what you wear a mask for is to protect other people from you.
Right.
That's the biggest thing about the mask. And it does provide you some degree of protection. But I think I'd almost rather have a buff with a paper, little bit of paper towel in it than that mask. Because once they get wet.
Right.
They're done.
Yep.
They're useless, and it's disgusting, and it's horrible, and I think I'm taking my chances. But if you have a buff on, you can simply roll it to the side a little bit and allow it to dry. It's your slobber. it's okay. You know, it's your breath coming out of your body. So you just take and give it a quarter turn, and now where your mouth was is over by your ear.
Right.
And, you know, just keep the moisture down as much as possible, because once any of that stuff is wet, I don't care if it's an M95 or a standard dust mask, wet is not good on a mask.
You know, one of the wonderful things about Florida is that our people are endlessly, what's the word here? Innovative? Maybe that
innovative
might be a good word. For example, I did...
Hold my beer. Watch this, Bubba.
I did not see this in person, but I did see some photos on Facebook that purportedly were taken in a Florida Walmart of a couple gentlemen who, in the absence of masks, had decided to put underwear over their heads. And they were wearing the underwear such that they were able to see around it. So they basically got tighty-whities upside down on their heads. Which, you know, that's not
I guess,
too bad, is it?
You know, hey, it's cloth. It's, you know, it depends upon if they're skid mark or not.
Right.
You know, I mean,
are
I don't
these
know.
Fresh out of the package? Or,
yeah.
And did you put your name on it to make sure that you don't get the other guys at some point? So, now, I did see a woman who I'm going to assume is a Florida woman at Aldi who had this all figured out. She was wearing a hoodie with the hood up backwards. And she had cut a slit for her eyes.
Really?
So, yeah. So she's just got the hood covering her face, but she can see out. She's all protected.
I got to tell you, people are innovative because, you know, like I say, if I had to do one, I don't know why, but when I put something over my mouth, I get really, really hot. I mean, that's just uncomfortable. I've had jobs where I'm working with fiberglass and doing all that stuff, so I've had to wear a mask all day.
Well, you
it's
produce a huge amount of hot air on a daily basis. And
I know
when
you
start
I do, Josh.
Backing
Thank
that
you.
Up, then of course you're going to overheat a little.
What does a human do? Like close to 1,000 BTUs of heat?
I don't know. I'd have to check into that.
750 minimum, I know.
That's one of the things I used to know that fell out of my brain to make room for something else.
I know we produce at least 750 BTUs of heat, and it could be more than that, but that's a lot in a mask. So that's what I would do with the buff, and then if I got in a crowd, just throw a paper towel in it.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
So anyway, if I'm out in the water, I'm not doing either. Now, I'm going out in the water. I went for the crocodile leather look.
Now, did you hear the rumor that was going around about not being able to go out on the water? I don't know if this was somebody's idea of an April Fool's Day joke or what, but there was a rumor that started going around a couple of days ago that when the governor's executive order went into effect, the stay-at-home order, the lockdown order, the safer-at-home order, whatever you want to call it, that part of that was going to be people were not going to be allowed to be on the water anymore, and that anybody who was caught out on the water was going to be arrested and fined $500.
Well, I know that's not true because
of course it's not.
We are not communist Florida. And it's like people ask me, okay, why don't they stop these people coming from New York into Florida, and the people from Louisiana trying to get to Florida, the people from Florida trying to get to New Mexico or whatever it is? Because we're not communist United States. We are not the USSR. We're not the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. We are the United States of America. And the right to travel between states is guaranteed. It's part of our liberties. And I got to tell you, it's very important not to mess with that. Because once you allow them to do that, then the next time somebody says, oh, there's a hurricane coming, well, you can't go to Georgia. Georgia's can't come to Florida. You know, they're going to make you where you cannot travel.
Right.
This is a very, very bad pandemic. And it's proved that if people just stay home, pick your home county. If you don't like where you live, and if you live in New York, I get why you don't like it. I would leave there entirely.
Yeah, I would have left already. That's the thing. I wouldn't have waited for this.
But once the pandemic starts, sit it out. Call for food. You know, if you put your food in the microwave, and you don't even have to put the food in there, just the container, it'll kill all the bacteria on it, all the viruses. It doesn't live in a microwave. And if you live in Florida and you want everything to die on your bag, let it in the sun for an hour. Sun will kill all the viruses on it. We have a lot of different ways of doing this where you don't have to leave home.
Now, I had one person who talked to me who had it figured out. She's got it all set and square. She's been taking all of her packages as soon as she gets home from shopping, and she puts them in the freezer overnight. And I said, freezers preserve viruses. You're actually doing everything that you can to ensure that it doesn't die.
Exactly.
And she would not believe me. And again, these are people of Facebook, so this is not a woman that I know personally. But
isn't it amazing how rumors, myth, and legend are more true?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is that, you know, the thing about the being out on the water and the $500 fine was running rampant on Facebook to the point that people were saying that it's easy to figure this out. All you have to do is look it up online. That's how I did, and that's how I know that it's true, because I looked it up online. It's easy to prove.
What did he do? Go to another Facebook post?
I don't know, because then I'm posting.
Oh, he went to Twitter.
I'm posting links to the executive order. I'm posting links to FWC's page that says it's open. The boat ramps are, in most places, open. You can be out on the water. It's an essential recreation. It's specifically mentioned in the executive order that you can go out and do it. I don't know.
And,
I don't get it.
But I went on Twitter the other day for the first time in like months and months and months.
Don't go on Twitter.
It could be like a year. Oh, my God. The worst people in the world are on Twitter. There is nobody lower than you can get on that Twitter thing. I've got a little thing, and I go and I post something, and it puts it on this one and that one and the other one. So I don't actually go on these sites. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Did they let the mental institution loose and just, you know, are they giving computers to asylum patients? Is that what this is?
You would think, but what it really is it's all self-selected. All the twits that are on there twitting away, they're the ones who are so sure of themselves, and they are people of very little brain and very loud voice.
Or
that's
over
just what they are.
Or educated beyond their intelligence. One or many, many things could be possible. I'm still willing to bet that the vast majority of people at Twitter are sitting in an asylum somewhere, a little padded room, and they're angry, angry little people,
right?
You know? Because if they were anywhere normal, you can't have that much pent-up hostility. What kind of horrible life do you have that's the bile you put out?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I don't understand it. And
I don't either.
Know, the only time I go on Twitter, honestly, is to look at funny videos. That's it. And that's like maybe once every 3 months. And I look at a couple of funny videos, and then I find crazy people, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why I don't go here. So
yeah, I was really surprised.
I run away.
So, but getting out on the water, I think there's a little bit of craziness out there with people wanting to raft up. Now, all they'd have to do is just dot along a shoreline, you know, reasonable distance apart.
50 feet. Reasonable distance has been mandated for you. 50 feet between boats.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. That was an executive order last week.
So
more than 10 people per boat and 50 feet between boats.
So what's hard about that one? And you can still see the other guy's girlfriend in the cute bathing suit.
Right.
You know,
and if your eyes are that bad that you can't see it, you know what? Binoculars.
Right.
And you can pretend you're bird watching.
Exactly. You know, you're just bird watching. Well, that would be, if you're British, that would be true.
Yeah.
So,
what a lovely bird I see.
Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go. You know, I watched that Rocket Man last night.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a movie about Elton John.
Oh, okay.
Don't bother.
No.
Unless you really want to be depressed. It's like one depressing movie.
Oh, well, I love depressing stuff. Yeah, yeah, sign me up for that.
So, yeah, I'm just, I don't know.
Will it make me talk British afterwards?
No, actually it
dies.
Won't. It
no?
really won't. There's very little British talking in it. A lot of the gay stuff, but mostly how horrible his life was.
Well, that doesn't sound good at all.
The last 2 minutes at the end, I did good, and every life is wonderful. And you got like 2 minutes where, oh, and this, and then he showed a picture of the actor and him, and I was like, you know, I hate to spoil it, but it's been out for a long time. But
so is Elton.
Yeah, but I mean, oh my God, you know, it was not a redeeming movie whatsoever. If you were looking to get away from the coronavirus stuff, and you know, you don't want to watch the news channels and all that, and you were looking for an escape, this is not a good one.
Yeah, so skip that and watch Contagion instead.
I went to old Star Wars movie
There you go.
I don't remember which one it was, but I started watching Luke Skywalker, and you can see right about where he's becoming a very strange-looking person in this one. Like, he's going to get old and really look bad.
You know? Or you can just skip that entirely and read The Stand. That's a
The Stand?
Yeah, that's a Stephen King book about a virus that kills everybody in the world except for a very small number of people.
I don't do horror movies. I don't do horror books.
I
read Westerns. I watch science fiction.
I don't know if you'd call it horror so much as a study in human.
And I don't want to know. I already know.
Psychology.
I don't want to know. You know, I'm sorry. I don't want to.
Well, you know, there's always another option, which is to just hide out in the woods someplace.
And that would be cool. Until somebody else comes in the woods.
Well,
and now you got trouble. But if it's a great big woods, maybe you'll be all right.
Yeah, well, but it's a great big woods.
Now, if I was in the North Woods, up north somewhere, I would say pretty good idea. You've been out in the woods here in Florida?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, most everything out there wants to eat you, kill you, sting you, poison you.
Now, again, see, this goes back to what we were talking about before, is what's really dangerous and what's perceived as dangerous. And all of those things are perceived as dangerous. Let me tell you something, Frank. Let me tell you. I know you wanted to say something,
right,
but I'm superseding you.
Go ahead.
I've spent a lot of time out there in those woods. I have dealt with alligators and wild hogs and all kinds of critters that are out there. You know what is the only thing out there in the woods that's actually truly been threatening to me?
What?
A cow.
Wait a minute.
A cow, a Florida
Longhorn
cow with a calf. That is the scariest animal encounter I've ever had.
Well, a longhorn's pretty mean.
I know. And these are cows that live basically out in the woods on their own, and she's got a calf, and she is not happy to see me at all.
And those horns are long and sharp. Now,
hence the name.
I'm sitting here thinking, what could it be? I'm going to tell you, if the Martians attack tomorrow, and they're 15 feet tall, they're all going to die. All right?
Yeah.
Because if they're 6 foot tall, 15 feet tall, doesn't matter. We're going to kill them all. If they show up and they're a half inch tall, we're in trouble.
If they mean business,
half inch tall, and they mean business, because I can deal with something big. I can punch it, hit it, beat it with a stick, shoot it, anything like that. But if it's a quarter inch, half inch big, how do you stop that? It's the bugs that get me when I go out in the woods here. The no-see-ums, the spiders, the mosquitoes, all these little tiny things. That's what's going
to
get you.
They make your life miserable, I agree. But the thing that's going to kill you is the damn cow. All right, I hear the music creeping in. That means we is about out of time. So thanks for hanging out with us. And we'll welcome you back way outside next time.
Dragging the line. My dog Sam.